the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So I want to welcome you this evening to Ash Wednesday. Wednesday is an odd day of the week for most Episcopalians to be in church. We had a goodly crew here at noon today, and that was especially surprising. I recognize that most of us live busy lives, and so being at church on Wednesday is a choice that one makes. Some people have responsibilities that just won't let them be here today. For some of you, coming here today wasn't too much trouble, but for others, you had to work hard to shift responsibilities around in order to make your presence here possible. Every one of you made a choice to be here tonight. Ash Wednesday begins the season of Lent, and Lent is all about making choices. In the season of Lent, the Christian church invites us to make choices that we might not otherwise make without some prompting, and yet choices which nonetheless are healthy choices to make. It's like when your doctor offers you advice about how to take care of your body so that you can have a better standard of living, a better quality of life. So the church offers us advice and invitations on how to take care of our souls in order to maintain a higher quality of life. Now, there have been times in my life when I was on the edge of being burnt out. My life was so hectic and my job so demanding that I never took time to enjoy rest. I didn't spend much time with my family. I had trouble even taking care of myself. I thought that by working so hard, I was doing what I was supposed to do. And it took me a while to stop and wonder, exactly what sacrifices am I making here? Maybe you've been in that situation too. So often for me, the thing that happens to bring me back from the edge at that point is I have to stop and I have to start to make choices, hard choices. I have to reach for a calendar and start deciding what actually fits and start scheduling my time ruthlessly. This means I have to start saying no to a lot of things. But I prefer to say no thoughtfully and intentionally rather than accidentally as things start slipping through my fingers. And so I take that calendar and I make the changes I need to live life in a more sustainable way. Maybe. Caring for our souls involves the same kinds of hard choices. Soul care is an often overlooked aspect of living a well-lived life. The care of our soul, just like the care of our bodies, involves specific activities, the most common of which have been known and utilized by Christians and other religious practitioners for thousands of years. In our gospel today, Jesus discusses several of the most basic practices of soul care. Jesus talks about giving to the poor, prayer, solitude, and fasting. These are traditional Lenten practices because they are tried and true ways of caring for your soul. Sometimes we call them disciplines because they run counter to the consumerism and obsession with feeling good that are the waters in which we swim. These practices that Jesus talks about, much like physical exercise, will feel strange and uncomfortable for those who are trying them for the first time. But just as our bodies were made to run and to walk and to lift and to stretch, so our souls were made to give and to pray, to be alone and to fast. Tonight you have made it to an Ash Wednesday service. Observing the liturgical calendar is a long-standing spiritual discipline given for our well-being. You've done it. Good job. Now that you're here, the church invites you to consider adding another discipline, trying it out for a season, maybe for the season of Lent. Giving to the poor, prayer, solitude, fasting, there are many others. These are the Christian's sure path to spiritual health. These are the practices that have been natural to mankind for thousands of years because they reflect the kind of life our souls were meant to lead. So this Lent, I invite you to try one or more of them on for size. It may be a little uncomfortable at first, sort of like clearing out an overcrowded calendar. But you were meant for these things. And these are the practices that will cultivate in your soul health, shalom, the perfect peace of God.